from the sort of the beginning, I would say, was before I discovered decluttering school. Oh, my life was pretty chaotic at times. I, as you know, I live in Las Vegas. I work on a show on the Las Vegas Strip as a costume person. So I have a sewing room that was one of the starts of all of the mess that would cause me a lot of anxiety. It just got so packed. Oh, I'm not kidding. My first video was me sweating practically and opening the door up to my my room and sharing it with everybody. Because for me, I don't know if this is how it is for everyone else, but I know for me personally that if I call out my ugly, dirty secret, then it doesn't hold the power over me anymore.
Oh yeah.
So by opening that door up and sharing this room that I'm sitting in right now, by the way, would cause me tremendous anxiety because it barely had room to squeeze the door open and walk in and stuff all the way to the ceiling. And I just gave everybody a quick, like probably a 1 minute video tour of the room and kind of talked with them. And I watched it afterwards when I posted it, and I could just hear anxiety in myself. And I would get anxiety just watching the video. Now I can come in the room without anxiety. I can open the door and it doesn't give me anxiety anymore. It's far from finished. It's still a long ways to go, but the anxiety isn't there anymore. And what happened for me, I think, let's just say, I don't know what the deal is, but I think our devices listen to us because probably heard me talking about being cluttery. Maybe I was doing some clutter research, you know, decluttering research on Pinterest or something, but it popped up in my feed. Sarah popped up in my feed, Decluttering School did, with the Organized Like a Boss. And okay. That was in August of last year. And I thought, heck, you know, at the time that course was $10. I know she's come up in price since then. So I don't know if she would really want you quoting the price from me, it's just a small little bit of money, you know, just a small bit of money. And I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. What have I got to lose? She claimed that she could help me get motivated and going in a week's time. So I thought, what the heck? I'm home with the pandemic, like everybody else. I've got nothing better to do. And I thought, this would be a good opportunity to get my life in order, you know, get my home in order, because the clutter wasn't just in this room. The clutter was everywhere. It was everywhere. And it was just growing, and I didn't know where to start. So I bought the course, showed everybody my room, and Sarah is so sweet. She gently guided me to a direction of possibly starting in a different area and not take on this room. And she explained it to me, the reason why. And that's what I loved about Sarah. What I really love about her is that she explains things to you, and it was logical. And my brain has that logical part of it that heard what she had to say. And it made sense that if I took on this room right out the starting gate without any experience, that I would probably close the door and give up. And so I thought, well, I'm going to listen to her. I'm going to take that advice. And so I started working on other areas of my home, and it just was like, I took off with it. So I'm still in the process of getting other areas organized. But it's getting easier. She taught us, ways to feel good about ourselves, and it's simple, but it's effective. It really is. It's about taking it just one small little area at a time. And if you can't even find something to do, then you just grab a bag and pick up garbage, pick up trash. We all have little bits of things that we sit down. So it got me going, it got it started. And from there, it's just been, I've been nonstop since since I started. And I think for the most, I declutter pretty much every day. I find something to declutter every day because there's always something to do. Where before I wouldn't, I just felt paralyzed and I would just sit and be paralyzed and then beat myself up for it. And for me personally, being a part of the group activity where, you know, she has the private group for the paid membership, and being a part of that is really nice. She also has a free membership group or a free group, you know, for decluttering that has thousands of people in it. But that one, I kind of feel like I get lost in because some people might feel like, oh, I have a lot of response, because you do get a lot of response in that group. And I do post in that group sometimes, but I concentrate more in the private group because I like the feeling of being a little more one-on-one, because it's not as many, there's a lot of people in the group, but there's not a lot of people that are active in the group. There's a difference, you know, being part of the group and being active in the group. And I'm one of the active ones, and I like it. I really like it. What it's done for me is it's allowed me to, it's really allowed me to gain control back of my life. I feel like I'm in control of my life again. I feel like I have more time. I feel more relaxed because I don't have as much clutter around me, and the clutter that is around me, I don't feel, like it's going to be there forever. There was a time when that wasn't so. I felt like it was never going to go away and it was never going to change. And I just felt like I was running around in circles and just chasing my clutter around and just moving it from place to place. And some of it's been hard to let go of because we hold sentimental value. And she talks a lot about that with us and holding on to it. And we start learning the simple things like, really, am I going to lose my arm if I let go of something, you know, type thing. So it's about learning to let go too, a lot.
Just a second. I'm typing furiously here. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I talk fast too. That's fine.
Anytime you need to. Okay.
That's why I'm recording this, because I know I'll not. It doesn't matter if you talk fast or slow. I won't catch everything. And this way, if I record it, then I can come back. So don't worry about that at all. Okay. So that's what
I understand. I understand.
Yeah. That's what got you into the community. What can I ask? What's kept you there?
Oh, I think what's kept me there is the camaraderie. Definitely the camaraderie. It is so supportive that you don't feel alone, that we all have the same dirty little secret, that we have clutter and we're embarrassed by it and we don't have to be anymore. And I'm amongst other people that understand that. And I like to help people. So that's why I got more involved with it.
Okay. That was going to be the next question, is what got you into the, it's not coaching. What did you call it?
Hosting. I host. Hosting. I'm a 10 minute miracle hostess. Yes. A host.
Okay. 10 minutes.
10 minute miracle host is my actual title, I believe, is what they gave me.
Sure. Okay. And you got into that because you like helping people.
I do. And I used to teach and I gave it up when I moved here to Las Vegas. I used to teach dance. So I was comfortable being in front of people. I was comfortable thinking outside the box. I was comfortable helping other people help themselves. And so this just was a fun opportunity for me. So what I did is I asked Sarah if I could come on board and if help out. And she gave me the opportunity. And I love it. I absolutely love it because it gives me a platform to help others. And it's very nice. I do like it. And it's kind of brought a little life back into me.
Oh, cool.
And Yeah, it really has. I have to say that the whole decluttering has lifted a veil of just gray off of me. And then getting involved with doing the 10-minute miracles has given me, it has given me even more lift. It's helped spark a little bit more light inside of me. Mm. So yeah, it's really nice.
Cool. Okay. Next question. You're sort of, I'm going to ask questions, mm-hmm. which you may actually have already answered to some extent. So just bear with me. It's just, I just want to see if you come up with anything else. Have you had any unexpected surprises in the community, positive or negative?
Oh, you mean with the people within the community?
What I mean is, you went in expecting a certain kind of help. And have you received anything that you didn't expect to receive?
Oh yeah. Well, of course. I didn't expect to receive so much support, honestly. I know that sounds corny, but sometimes when you go into groups, you know, people can be snarky or mean. There's none of that. There's none of that. And that I would have to say is what surprises me, is that there, and in a good way, that there isn't any kind of negative that goes on. Everybody's so supportive, really supportive. It isn't just about decluttering. That some of the women, and we do have, I think, a couple of men in the group, they stay kind of quiet to the back, but every once in a while they'll go, "Hey, there's a guy in the room, you know, that has a clutter issue." So it's kind of nice to know that, you know, it's kind of nice to know that it's not just the woman's problem, yeah. that it's men as well, that, and that, you know, not as many men are as eager to be open that they have clutter or to admit that they have clutter. But so it is nice. That was a surprise to me. I did not expect to have a couple of men in the group, probably more than one or two, but that I know of, there's one or two. And the support, definitely the support. I knew it'd be supportive, but I didn't realize it. I didn't dream it would be that supportive, that it would be just open arms support. And it is. Yeah.
Is that Sarah doing that?
I think it is. And it is just that she's really lucked out with a lot of really decent people that are, they're just kind, you know, that are understanding, compassionate. And yes, and Sarah is extremely understanding, passionate, and a very good motivator. She has so much knowledge, and I love listening to her. I really do. A lot of times I'll sit in on, you know, if she's going to be doing anything, if I have the free time that's live, or I'll listen to her, even if I'm not participating with, you know, "Oh, hey, I have that issue," or, "Oh, hey, I identify." I just quietly sit back and just listen, because sometimes when we listen to other people and their problems, it answers the questions to ours.
Yes.
And Sarah has amazing pearls of wisdom. She really does. And so I just enjoy sitting and listening to her talk. And she has a nice voice. Yeah. So, you know, it has such a calming way about it. And like I said, she's a great motivator. Really great. She's not like me. Like, I have this big, yeah, cheerleader personality, you know, kind of thing. With Sarah, she is a cheerleader, but she has such this sweet, gentle cheerleader way about her. And that's the only way I could say that she's sweet and gentle with the way she, you know, the way she massages all of us. And it's, I admire her. I really do. So for me, I learn a lot watching her, and I feel like it doesn't matter how old we get, we can never stop learning.
Oh gosh, yes.
There's always something new to learn.
Oh gosh, yes. Okay. Have you, can you tell without breaking any, without breaking any confidence, can you tell me what mm-hmm. are the, okay, let me back up. Without breaking confidence, what are the three coolest stories that you've encountered so far of other people in the community that you've been able to help?
Oh, wow. Let me think. Oh, goodness. You stopped me there because now I'm going to have to go dig into this old brain of mine and that constantly is a whirlwind up. It is. My brain is a whirlwind up there. And I'm always like, oh, look, here's a thought.
Yeah. I get that. See. I totally get that.
I think, oh, gosh, there's so many. There's a lot of just big accomplishments. There's been a few couple of times when someone has their aha moment, or even just recently, there was one person who said they had just been sitting back and not doing anything, just watching everybody, and able to get their own selves motivated. And they were feeling like, it's about time, you know, I'm just going to make myself do this. And they felt safe enough to come into the group and felt safe sharing there. And that made me feel good to know that somebody felt safe coming into the group. And because it is a safe place, it's very safe. And they did this little tiny bit underneath their kitchen sink. And I just felt this big feeling of yay. And it was for somebody that I didn't even know. I've never met this woman, but I just felt so happy for her because I know that feeling that even the smallest little thing, she's at that beginning state of the stages, the beginning stages where you don't even feel like that little bit is an accomplishment. Mm. And it was, and it is. And she felt safe to share it with us. And that was big. And I thought, wow, that's really big. And that one was just this week. And that one has really stuck with me because she's new, coming on new. There was,
I think, Sarah, another woman that shared story, with actually. Us. I think because I was talking with Sarah Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Beck.
It was under her kitchen sink.
And she was she was telling me a story about another lady who had been like super shy and reserved and was starting to come out of her shell. And Sarah was really excited about it. I don't think it was in the video that I saw.
Yes, yeah.
But either way. Sorry?
Right. Oh, I'm saying yes. And it is very exciting. And that's what I like is the genuineness of the other women that are part of this, as well as myself. You know, I feel that way for the other women. I feel that way when other people succeed, I feel good about it. And we have had a few that it took them a while to feel that way. Mm. And that's okay, you know, because sometimes it's not easy for everybody to not feel envious that other people are going faster than you, you know, but we have to remind each other that it's not a race. It's not a race and it's not a competition. And, we all work at our own pace. Some of us have hoarding clutter, and some of us have what appears to be hoarding clutter, but of which that would be me. It appears to be a hoarder's household, but it isn't. Really, it's not.
Says she confidently.
But, and then there's those that just have what we call them. Yeah. Or we have hidden clutter. You know, some people have hidden clutter. They have the nicest, tidiest house when you walk in it, but they'll go, let me open up a cabinet and show you what's inside. And you go, oh goodness gracious. You know, for me, my cabinets and drawers aren't the problem. I can keep those so clutter-free and nice. It just sits out. It's the stacks and the piles that I can't figure out. So that's what I'm, where I'm going, is that we all have a difference, what it is that we work towards. So when somebody is having feeling or having trouble in expressing themselves, and I like that there's, you know, been a few that have been able to express themselves and feel safe expressing themselves, that, you know, they feel like they're not getting anywhere and everybody else is getting so much done. And I'm not getting anything done, you know, that type of thing. And that's when we're all on board to be their cheerleader. And that's what I love about this group. And what I love about the coaches and about Sarah is that she reminds us that it's not a race. It's not a competition. We're all in it together. And then we all just kind of get on board with cheering each other on, you know, and just, and then I think there's been like a few that have found, like, I really thought it was great. Oh, one woman. Yes. She's in another country. And hers was that she had, and she shared it with us. The room was just packed. She couldn't even hardly get through it. And she just very diligently chipped away at it 10 minutes at a time. And I know she has health issues, so she has to monitor herself and can't do a whole lot. You know, she can't go for long periods of time, and she has to give herself these breaks. So I was absolutely floored and amazed when she shared her room when she finished it all. I don't remember how long it took her to complete it, but she just stayed the course. And now she's done the same thing in her kitchen. So it's very, very nice to see that. And when you see it, it also gives me personally a feeling of that if she can do this, I can also do this, because this is a woman who has disabilities and taking it on 10 minutes at a time. And to me, she's a big shero. To me, she's just a big shero. And I look up to her. You know, I just really do. I just find her to be very inspiring. And so that's the way with, and she's just another member in the group. But it's really, really fun to see. And like, it gives you a good feeling. And I just can't help but feel happy for other women when I see them like accomplishing and getting something done, you know, and I get the same in return. They do the same for me. You know, I will share my accomplishments. And there was a time, I'll be honest with you, David, there was a time when I had trouble doing that because I felt like it was bragging, and you're taught not to brag, you know, about yourself. But in this group, it's okay to brag. You know, it's okay to say, yeah, look what I did. Look at this box. It's empty, you know, kind of thing. And everybody cheers you on. And that's the other deal, is that it's okay to brag.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that. Just watching these two, it was a miracle call. The last week's miracle call. And it was another one. I think it was a coaching call that Sarah Mueller herself did. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was watching these and I'm sitting back and thinking, these ladies have never had anybody cheer them on before.
Right. I think you're right.
Nobody has ever praised them, maybe for anything. I don't know. But I just thought all they really need is somebody who's just going to stand up and shout and scream from the stands as they do their miracle.
Yep.
And I thought that, wow. It's interesting. You're making me think about myself. That's cool.
Oh, Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because one of the deals, like I said, when I was teaching dance, I taught dance to older women, and a lot of them, I learned, you know, they would come, they'd say, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that particular move or something like that. And I says, or they'd says, well, I can't, or they would compare themselves to me and they'd says, well, I can't do it like you. And I says, well, if you could, then I would be out of a job, you know, type of thing. That would be one thing I would say to them, you know. And I'd also say to them, it says, well, you don't start out knowing how. I didn't start out being perfect at it, and I'm not perfect now. And it's okay that you're not perfect at it. That it's whatever way it moves, the movement happens for you is what makes the move perfect on you. And what ended up doing is by teaching the classes, I was also learning myself how to love myself. Mm. And a lot of it was like what you said, these women that I was teaching weren't getting that kind of praise. They were always thinking things like, I can't do that. I can't do anything like that. And that was the one thing I said at that time that I still apply it in my life, is that I don't allow I can't, because I can't means you're not willing to try.
Big,
and so,
big.
Yeah. So when it came to dancing, I would say, well, if you don't try, how will you know if you can't do it? You know, you only can't do it because you're not willing to try. So let's try. And that's from there, it would just progress more. And a lot of it's like he says, these women, the same thing here, like what you were saying, I think you're right. A lot of them are lacking in self-confidence and self-reassurance of themselves, you know, that they can do this. You're right. Nobody ever told them how good they are, how great they are. I think that is a lot of it. And Sarah does tell us how great we are. And
yeah, I've noticed
we're
that.
All great. And we're all great. I mean, if all I were to do today, David, is make my coffee and wash out that coffee cup and sit it over next to the coffee pot for the next time I want to use it, and I posted that in the group, I would get so many kudos and pats on my back. Of course I'm going to be on a cloud, because it that's what it's about. It's about making each other feel so good about the little things that we want to do more, that you want to do more.
You've actually started to answer my last question. So I'll ask it anyway, in case anything else comes to mind. And that was, what do you notice about new arrivals in the, whether it's the Facebook group or the membership or what the private group, what do you notice about, is there anything in common about the new arrivals? So obviously this need for a cheerleader is one that we've identified. Is there anything else that you've noticed that's sort of a common thread running through their lives?
I think a common thread that runs through their lives and with everybody that's starting out is embarrassment. We are so ashamed of our clutter, and of how did I let this happen is a big one that I hear in the beginning from a lot of people. You know, a lot of people that come in the early stages, we do all feel that way. And it is something that we, I think 99.9% of us feel that way. How did I let this happen? You know, and that's the shame and embarrassment is what everybody feels when first start. And I think that's kind of what holds some people back from getting as involved right out the starting gate. Me, I was one of those. I just got involved right out the starting gate, opened up the door, showed my dirty clutter to everybody. Or it wasn't, it's not dirty, it's just cluttered. But you know what I mean? All this stacks and piles everywhere. Trust me, it's one of those things. I would cringe. I live in an apartment building and I would cringe if there was something that went wrong and maintenance would have to come in, and I would constantly be apologizing, like, oh, I'm sorry about the mess in the kitchen. You know, I had those are the dirty dishes from this morning. Those are dirty dishes from 3 days. But you know, it's the lie that makes it okay. You know, makes it easier if they only think it was just from that morning. or those types of things. And that's a commonality that we hear from everybody that we have. And in the beginning, I have to say that it's most of us coming in the beginning are ashamed and embarrassed by our clutter. And we just want to have our life back. And I know for me, it's a lot about that. It's about having my freedom back and reclaiming my life, reclaiming my household.
Yeah.
And a lot of women talk about wanting to have guests and feel comfortable having somebody come in.
Without that shame.
Yes, without the shame, without the embarrassment and the shame.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of? Any other stories you'd want to tell me?
Oh, I could tell you stories all day long. I don't know if they'd be about clutter.
Any questions you want to ask me?
I don't know.
No is a perfectly.
What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color? Forest green.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's a nice color, actually.
I like for this is not quite a forest green. It's not far off. It's a little olivey, but I've always been
Okay. See, on those earth, what I call the earth tones. Yeah, it's a nice color, by the way. I will tell you that it's a good color on your skin. As somebody that does costuming for a living for a show on the Las Vegas Strip, that's a good color on you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I'll tell my wife and daughters that, because they're always telling me, Dad, you need some new clothes. And I'm a stereotypical male. I hate shopping. And I postpone it until my wife finally basically points a gun on my head and says, we're going to the mall now. Maybe that's my shame. That's my shame.
But I mean, as far as decluttering goes, I do have to say that again with Sarah Mueller's programs, I find that they're effective, very effective. They are easy to follow. She offers when you're in the membership, we have little videos that are the lesson plans. You can watch a video where she talks about the topic. Like I said, the woman has these just, pearls of wisdom when it comes to this. And she amazes me. She amazes me that she keeps coming up with fresh ideas and new things. But as somebody who used to do a lot of dancing and choreographing, I understand it, because she's being stimulated by all of us. And so I'm all like, yes, everybody, let's just keep this woman stimulated, because the more we stimulate her, the more her brain gives us ideas. It just gives her, we fuel her and she fuels us. So I think it's nice.
Super. I'm kind of sorry my daughter isn't listening in on this, because she studies dance.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? You have my permission to let her listen to it later. Yeah. I'm fine. I share. I don't.
She's actually care. My daughter's really interesting, because she's made a career out of proving me wrong. I no longer put anything past her anymore. When she says she's going to do something, she goes and she flipping well does it. It amazes me. And dance is one of those. Right. I'm getting distracted.
Yes.
There was one more question I wanted to ask, and it was if there was anything about the step by step workshop. Have you done that?
Okay, I do have it, and I started working on it, and I'm a procrastinator.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie, and actually, that is one of the things that working with Sarah has really helped me with. I don't procrastinate as much. I do do things because I feel sharing in the group helps us hold accountability. So it's, I have to say, the step by step, I really liked it. I ordered it right away when I came on as a member and did the paid membership. I went ahead and did the step by step as well. I first started with OLAB, which was organized like a boss. OLAB is the short term for it, you know, the short word. And after that, I immediately signed up to the membership because I did not want to lose the momentum. And I know me, because I was still fresh, that if I didn't have somewhere to be held accountable, I was going to stop. And there's many times I've purchased other programs, I'm not going to lie, and they are still sitting on my computer and I've never touched them. And I thought I did was not going to do that with step by step. I purchased this and I have started it. I've gotten through 3/4 of it and I really like it. It is very good for anybody. If you think you got it pulled together, guess what? If you have clutter, you don't have it pulled together. You know, big wake up call. We don't have it pulled together. And it helps. It really helps. And it's something that I know I can go back to. I can go through the course and it wouldn't hurt me at any time, month or 2 months down the line, to take the course over again and just as a refresher, you know, to revisit it and do it again. Because I think that as we peel away our own layers, we can discover a new layer that might need to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
And when we go back and do it again, then, you know, I find something different that I didn't catch the first time around. So, and that's happened within step by step for me. I have kind of gone back and redid